Should we start, you guys?
Yeah.
What do you think about that?
I suppose.
Okay.
Big Labia Energy, the podcast, Pasha and Maggie.
Big Labia Energy, the podcast.
Hey everybody, welcome to Big Labia Energy, the podcast. This is our second episode of our first season, redone. We had some legal trouble, we had to start over, and we are back. Julie, how are you this week?
I am fabulous. How are you, Maggie?
So good. I'm here with Julie Bain. I'm also here with Pasha. Pasha, how are you?
Great, how are you?
So good. I'm Maggie Ferris, Extreme Maggie.
Boing, 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 boing. Extreme Maggie.
Hi. Last night I did a show where a lady, I say this joke sometimes, I just like physical reactions from people, and one time a lady laughed so hard, and she goes, "I laughed so hard a little bit of pee came out," and I was like, "Thank you, ma'am, thank you," and this one lady confides in me from front row that she won't have that problem because she's wearing a pad.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Thank
well,
you.
Well, it could still come out.
Yeah, but
she doesn't
on
know
the
how
pad.
Pads work.
So I said, that's going to be my new merch. I'm just going to sell giant maxi pads that say Extreme Maggie on them.
So a little bit of pee doesn't come out.
Right. A little bit of pee will come out, yeah. But it'll soak your merch.
You'll be fine.
You can put it on the wall after you're done using it.
Yeah.
Ew.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's gross.
Disgusting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How's your Wednesday night gig going? You still doing it?
I'm still doing it.
Yeah.
I'm still going over there. There was an article just written about
no.
St. Paul comedy. Yep.
Who wrote it?
Patrick Strait.
No way.
Yep. He interviewed me like a month ago, so it was about Papa Leg Buzz and the other St. Paul shows, which I won't talk about because they're in competition. But yeah, so he wrote an article about it. And
cool.
Yeah.
Very cool.
Yeah.
He's a good guy, that guy.
Yeah, I've never met him in person. We just talked on the phone, but he said...
The thing, he doesn't come out to comedy.
He said he used to come to the joke joint.
He writes about comedy all the time, but I've never seen him at a show.
I've never seen him. So
yeah, all right. He's got kids. He's busy.
He could be there. I don't know.
We don't know. We don't keep tabs on everyone every time.
Yeah. Everyone that wants to write articles about us, which is so many.
Ugh, it's daily.
Yeah.
I'm pushing the press away with my plow.
Yes. It sounds dirty.
It does sound dirty. What if I just ran him over? That'd be fun. Pasha?
That'll work.
Okay. You too?
Not me.
No?
Just plow me. Don't run me over.
Why are you so funny?
All the trauma, probably.
Well, probably that. If you can hear a weird sound in the background, that's the dog drinking water, just so you guys know, because the dogs are here and they're going to make dog sounds. Okay?
Okay.
Okay.
How's your dogs?
My dogs are great.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Cute.
Yeah.
Your dogs are the most cute. Do you do like a dog Christmas card?
We usually do a Christmas card. We didn't do one this year.
That's why I haven't received it.
Yeah.
Okay, fine.
Yeah, we didn't. I convinced my husband that nobody sends them anymore.
That's funny.
We've gotten a whole bunch of them. So I feel like we need to make like a Christmas video or something to send everyone.
Sure. Or next year.
Because people are missing out on our amazing Christmas cards.
I need it. I never send out Christmas cards, but I do like getting them from people with kids or dogs.
Yeah.
You know, I don't want just you as a couple. Boring.
I like the ones with letters, too.
Oh, my God. The Christmas family letter. One time,
I love the ones that people just spill all the fucking family drama
well,
in it.
That's what we write live for the those. Opposite one and just... sick each other, you know, and it's we can only read it amongst family, but oh, maybe I'll do that for Christmas. What? Maybe I'll write the anti-Christmas letter and read it at Christmas
and then read it on the podcast.
It's just basically a roast, you know,
just a roast of everybody that's there.
Yeah, like, why is this person here?
Think
don't you have somewhere better to go?
Are you looking at Posh when you say that? You,
no, do know no, no, I don't know.
Why is my girlfriend here? Doesn't she have somewhere better to go?
No, no. No one in specifics yet.
Oh, I have specifics.
I do too, but I cannot air them on the podcast. Yeah,
but I think everyone knows when you say that.
Who? What? For real?
Well, how many are there?
I told you we're having...
There's 17 people.
10, 11, 12, 2, minus 15. Yeah, 17.
Yeah.
Okay. And you know which ones I don't want. Isn't it funny? Like, it's supposed to be Christmas. You're supposed to be welcoming. You're supposed to, you know, the more the merrier. Some people don't have a place to go, but some people, I'm just like, get out. Go find your own Christmas.
My mom would always invite randos over for holidays. Always. And there was one Christmas. Or no, it was an Easter where she invited this guy from work over, and then he spent like the first half of it hitting on my sister-in-law the whole time. Like,
no,
do you work out at Planet Fitness? Do you like? He kept asking, like, trying to figure out where he knows her. And
maybe
then,
he was fishing for where she worked out so he could stalk her.
Well, I think definitely.
Okay.
Yeah, he was. Yeah, that's exactly what he was doing. Like, he was just asking. Well, have I seen you here? Like, he just kept asking all these weird questions, and then. He wouldn't leave.
No.
And my mom thought that his family died in like a train accident, which I'm like, how many people have died in a train accident, Mom?
I was on a train that hit and killed a person once.
Really?
Yes.
But then she found out from people at work that he might have killed his family.
Oh, my God. That's very different.
Exactly.
Very different.
But it's very much like my mom.
You
like,
wouldn't
all right.
invite that train to Christmas.
You I might, would. Though.
You would not. A train that killed people, you would not invite
well,
to Christmas.
Well, were they on the track? Then, come on.
Yeah, that's my point. You're asking for it.
Yeah.
Put that short skirt away.
No, but I mean,
that
it's
was
not the train's
horrible.
Fault.
I'm going to edit that out.
Yeah, you better edit that out. Yeah. It's not very woman-focused.
No, it's terrible. So wait, okay, so he might have killed his family?
Yeah, is what she heard from people at work. I don't know that that's really true.
Why would she but invite he didn't have him a, then?
Because she always invited Wando. She heard this after.
Oh.
After he kept saying that his family died in a train accident.
God, that's so weird.
But
that's
he would creepy. Not go home. My brothers had to like physically drive him home. Like, get him
jeez. Yeah. Was he drunk?
No, he was just weird.
Oh, I mean.
It was just, I mean. That was my mom. We just always had
really?
Windows. Yeah. God. Oh my God. She went to jury duty one time, which she got out of a billion times. Her doctor wrote her a note saying she couldn't stay awake for jury duty.
Funny.
Yeah. She couldn't though. And then when she went
she
to
was
jury.
Like, had that, remember jury duty, the show with Ronald, whatever.
Yes. Yeah.
And that old lady who kept falling
that's
asleep.
Exactly
and the judge was like, if you can't keep her awake, you're never going to be the foreman again.
That's exactly. That was my mom.
Oh, that's so funny.
And then she invited a kid from her jury duty.
Oh my God. To Christmas.
Yeah, because he didn't have.
How are all these people orphaned, too? Like, there's many stragglers.
I think there's just a lot of their family lives on the other side of the country.
I suppose.
Or they're just too much trauma around their own family. You know what I mean?
Okay.
It's like, who wants to be around that?
That's fair.
So it's either by yourself or with my mom's family. So come on over. And it always makes for a great story. So
was it ever, besides that guy, was it ever, like, scary or creepy or.
No, it was always interesting. There's always...
Okay.
I mean...
Well, that's fair.
I mean, even though when we were little, like, my brother used to run... Because my brothers, you know, are like...
Way older.
15 years... Yeah. And my one brother used to run a park and rec program down by... I can't think of where it is. But anyways, he used to bring home, like, homeless youth. And we would, like... They would come hang out with us, and we'd go to, like, the Aquatennial Parade, and we'd take them out to do...
Fun stuff.
Yeah. Like, different stuff like that. So it's...
Sounds like an exchange student.
Yeah, it's... Yeah. So we always just had, like... My family's always just...
It's almost embarrassing when I think back about our exchange student and all the fun stuff, quote-unquote, we brought them to do. We're like, let's go sledding. Or even, like, let's go skiing. Like, we didn't have any mountains. Yeah. We just have a teeny tiny hill.
Where were they from, though?
Buck Hill. Germany. Let's go to Buck Hill. Let's go to Buck Hill. Buck Hill.
Did they have fun, though?
Sure. Sure.
Do you still keep in touch with them?
My sister does.
Of course she does. Yeah. I mean, your sister is...
I don't, but when I went over to Europe, I stayed with them for a day or two.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
What'd they take you to do?
Nothing.
Well, see.
I had to ride the bus myself. But listen, this one was my favorite. They lived on Booth Street. Now pronounce that. Booth.
Well, they pronounce it like Beth or something.
Booth. How would you pronounce
that? Well, you would think booth, but
that's what I would think, but I'd say.
So we go to the bus driver and we say, Boothstrasse, Boothstrasse. Do you stop at Boothstrasse? And he goes, no, Boothstrasse. He goes, Boothstrasse, boat. So B-O-O-T-H is pronounced Boothstrasse.
Do you speak German?
Yeah.
Did you take German in high school?
Yeah.
You did?
Sprechen Sie Deutsch. Kennst du Engel? Engel ist mein Freund.
And why did you take German?
Why did I take German? I don't know. You know why? Because they always had like fun German festivals. They would have like fun foods and candies and stuff. And so that's why.
The she gummy just bears? Did it for the snacks.
Yes. Was it the
snack.
Gummy bears?
It was snack motivated.
The gummy bears?
Yes, totally.
Because I remember people at our high school were selling the gummy bears. Yeah. So it was like
they had this whole like cabinet you could buy German candies and chocolates out of.
Shut.
Yeah.
That's
Toblerone and gummy bears.
No way. They're just going over to like Trader Joe's. And yeah,
for sure. But Spanish didn't have that cabinet. Tequila.
How do you know?
Because I know you. We were in all the rooms for other classes.
Oh, I thought you meant all Spanish classes at all schools.
No, I just meant at my school, okay. The school that blew up.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about that.
I went to the only school that's blown up.
How do you know it's the only one?
Have you heard of another one blowing up?
No, but my only source of news is Reddit. So so maybe they don't follow blow-ups.
Blow up schools. Loops. I bet you there's a thread on schools that have exploded.
It probably is.
Probably is. Thread it right now. Thread it.
Let's see.
Thread it.
Reddit through the threader.
My last one I was just reading while you guys were gone was Bad Roommates.
Oh, really?
Uh-huh.
Did you find anything interesting?
Somebody's kicking out their roommate for not paying the rent on time, and then they turned off their cable and their internet.
The roommate did?
Yeah, the one that is in charge of...
Oh. Just to say,
pay your other half of the month or you're gone.
That's probably wise. I mean, when you got to get them out, you got to get them out.
Yeah.
I always, those situations scare me where like someone moves in and they never leave. And then they have like claim to the apartment as well.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's scary.
And squatters.
Yeah. I don't think we can do it here, but like New York and there's some other states where you have squatters' rights.
Yeah. I saw there was somebody in California that rented an Airbnb and then wouldn't leave.
Right.
Yeah. And then she sued the guy because he didn't have stuff up to code.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah. I don't
that
know.
That just doesn't
get
seem...
that,
it tastes
those balls.
So taken advantage. Yeah.
Yeah.
People get so creative instead of just going to work.
Yeah. And just, you could make $1 billion on your idea if you're that creative.
Right.
Come up with a great idea.
Yeah, you could be like a sidekick to a CEO or something.
Yeah, that'd be amazing.
There's so many ideas.
Yes. So many.
Wasn't that yours?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I might be already, though.
Did you get interviewed?
You don't need an interview to be a sidekick to a CEO.
Oh, well, did you get a CEO?
You just need some pen pals.
Oh, is that all you need?
That, yep.
Did I tell you I got a pen pal?
No.
Oh, yeah. You got to hear about this.
I have a pen pal who's... in prison.
How'd you get that?
I watched a show and her story actually really touched me and I reached out to her.
Nice.
Yeah.
And you don't mind her having your address?
Well, she doesn't. It's all electronic.
Oh, gotcha.
Yeah. Because she's a murderer. She murdered someone.
But if it touched you, then is she innocent?
I feel like it was very much on the border of self-defense. Mm. And I feel like she had a terrible, terrible, traumatic upbringing.
Yeah.
And I'm like, she was raped repeatedly several times in her youth. And I think she had a very hard time. And all those people, she went to the police and the police did nothing, you know? And
yeah. That's horrible.
I don't think she got a fair shake at all.
Yeah.
So I just reached out to her.
Maybe she'll be part of the Innocence Project.
God, that'd be cool.
Yeah.
Because she's still in there.
How often do you communicate?
Maybe 4 times now. But nice. I sent her a little money so she could buy like a new toothbrush and stuff.
Aww. Yeah. You put some money on her books.
That's what it is.
As they say in Love After Lockup.
Yeah. And she was very thankful. She was like, all I've wanted in the last year is a new pillow and a new toothbrush.
Oh, my gosh.
You know, I mean, can you imagine? Shit, I just bought a PlayStation 5 for myself. You know, I can't imagine not having those things.
Yeah. She might want.
Sorry, I can't send you a pillow. Yeah. I got a PlayStation
5. And I had to get a lot of games. So good luck brushing your teeth another month or two.
You know what was really hard about that is I got it on Black Friday. And so they had a Black Friday sale on all the games. So I spent hours going through. What games do I want now? Because they're so cheap, you know? It was hard to decide.
You live in the life.
I mean, Maggie, if that's my only problem.
Fatstacks. So we're going to call you.
Is that a slur?
Fatstacks? No, it doesn't mean just cash.
Yeah, but I like to... That's what they call me in college, Fatstacks. That's Pasha's joke. She always says that.
I got my first pen pal decline.
Wait a minute.
You're listening to Julie's Pen Pal Saga.
Tell me more about that.
I got a pen pal that, you know, on Slowly, the pen pal app.
Yeah.
Which I should be the spokesperson for.
Yeah, you really should.
I have like 140 pen pals now.
Can you keep up on all of those?
No, that's I don't write to all of them.
Okay.
Obviously. That's just how many I should get rid of some of them, but I still hang on to them. But then also there's a pen pal thing going on Reddit, so I got a few pen pals on there.
Oh, no way. Yeah. Talk about your terrible rejection.
Well, she just rejected me because my letter didn't have my age in it.
That's it?
Yeah.
But did she say it in words? Like, I cannot be your pen pal because you didn't.
Yeah, that's what it said.
Really?
Like, she wrote, no age described.
Why didn't you quick write her back and tell her?
Because
your
you
age?
Can't once they decline it. Like all they can do is like if you get a letter coming to you, you can either accept it or not. And so she just hit decline and then wrote no age.
Have you lost sleep over that?
No.
Good.
Cause I got a lot of other pen pals.
140
that I'm losing sleep over and I'm getting.
How many do you think you really lose sleep over?
Well, it's not that I lose sleep, I get woken up
with their
early
letters.
Hours because they're on different times than I am.
But is that's exciting for you though, right?
It is. Yes, it's very exciting. Okay. Yeah. But still, like this morning I woke up at 4 o'clock because I was getting letters and Snapchats for him.
You all right over there?
Yeah, I tried pulling my headset away before I had to sneeze and I did not do it in time.
Hit the button. I almost got you.
Thanks.
You're welcome.
I appreciate that.
Sorry, I missed what you said. What did you say?
I said I woke up at 4 today because I was getting letters and snaps at 4 a.m. from pen pals. And
what's snaps?
Snapchat.
Snapchat. Oh. Because the one pen pal.
I am a woman of a certain age.
Wanted to move to Snapchat, so I moved to Snapchat.
And you'll do that? That's okay with you?
Well, I wanted to see what it was all about.
Okay.
What he wanted and, well.
Was it about what you thought? What he wanted?
When he sent me a snap and I screamed and my husband was like, what? And I was like, it's just him masturbating.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
It's like, who does that?
That guy.
But then
I would think a lot of people do that.
They do. Like,
right.
Because I picked the name Lady Bottom something on there based on.
Wait, that's your name?
That's my name.
Your handle is Lady Bottom?
Because remember, this is the guy I told that I liked unicorns because they tickle my lady bottom. And then when I went to Snapchat, I picked Lady Bottom something as my nickname. And now everyone
wants to talk to you.
But they're like, yeah, are you really a bottom? And now it's created this whole havoc. But of course, I'm just leaning into it.
Of course you are.
Let's do this.
Oh,
I don't need to sleep for the rest of my life. Let's see where this goes.
This is a full-time job.
I know, but it's getting me jokes. So
good.
That's all that matters.
Are they good jokes?
Well, I did some this weekend about one of my pen pals, and I think they turned out.
Where'd you work this weekend?
I worked at Goonies in Rochester.
Oh, that's
my favorite club.
Nice.
Yeah.
You know why it's your favorite club?
Because it's the best club.
Mark Clampy.
Mark Clampy is the
he's
best.
He's a stellar human being.
Who's Mark Clampy?
He owns Goonies in Rochester, and he's one of the greatest, nicest people in the whole wide world.
Forever. Yeah. Forever the best. Mm-hmm. Yep.
He's a good man.
It's my favorite club. Yeah. I love that place.
I actually just got a date there.
You did?
Yeah, it's not till late spring or not a date. I
know. It might be though. You don't know.
Oh, I know. It's not a date. But to work there. To work there. And you're coming with me to Stevens Point or something like that.
What you informed me of.
Yeah.
I know I'm going to Michigan with you in June.
Yes, that's summer. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yep.
That's going to be a hell of a show. One? I want to say the 28th of January, 26th, 28th, something like that. I could look it up, but then we'd know for sure.
Yeah, I like a mystery.
I know, who doesn't?
I'll just wait until I get my email saying, hey, you've been booked.
Yeah.
Is it a Friday night?
It's either a Friday or Saturday. I would.
The 26th or 27th then.
Okay. 26th, I bet.
Yeah.
Are you coming?
Yep.
Good.
Wait, is this the
road trip? Freeze-dried candy.
Smoking all the way. I'll be smoked out.
I love how we were talking with Casey about it, that I would stop like every hour to go to the bathroom and Julie would never stop. Like you just sat in the car.
Yeah.
Waited. Nope. Running and pee.
Making bets on the next time you'd have to stop.
Yeah, you did.
I'd stop every fourth time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's, about that.
Well, okay, so, but isn't this show the one, this isn't the one where you can't have all women?
This might be, but I'm trying.
Oh, gotcha.
Trying to have the
envelope. So I might not get it, is what you're saying.
Correct.
Okay.
I might have to bring a man.
You.
I know.
Gross.
It's not fair, though, that they can say, you can't do a whole lineup of women, but it's always a whole lineup of men.
They're just mad that women are funnier than men. They feel threatened, so they don't want all women.
It just blows my mind because it's still a quality show. You know what I mean? It has nothing to do with anybody's gender.
No.
Anybody's lady bottoms.
No.
None.
Exactly.
Yeah. So that's why I'm pushing it and I'm trying.
But I'm not going to hold my breath because we already know that.
Don't hold your breath.
They stopped.
Who am I going to bring if it's a boy?
Casey.
He's booked.
Oh.
I need a new boy who likes to smoke.
Does Casey smoke?
No.
Oh.
But he's very tolerant of smoking.
Hmm.
Do you know anyone, Pashi?
Boys? Ew. No.
Pashi wrote the funniest joke. Do you want to say your joke? So funny.
About the ADD?
The condition you have. It's so funny. I died.
One of the comedians last night was talking about how he was just diagnosed with ADD. And so I took out my phone and I texted Maggie, I was just diagnosed with ADD. An addiction to double D's.
Why is it so funny? Oh, that's so funny.
I love it.
I do too. It's really good.
I have a problem that I don't want to fix.
No. Why would you? No.
You can't medicate for that.
Why would you want to?
Don't want
to. We're going to have to start opening for her soon, I feel like.
I know. I think so.
Yeah.
I'm fine with that.
Me too. I think it'll be fun. We still get to road trip.
Exactly.
Yeah.
We just take turns with who's the driver now.
Okay.
That'll always be Maggie.
Or we could take the Waymo.
Oh, Waymo's not scary, though.
Yeah.
And just drive not ourselves.
No.
We could put a dog in the driver's seat. Wouldn't that be funny?
Oh, my gosh. Can you imagine?
Like a driverless car, but there's a dog sitting there. Not even, like, touching the wheel. Just
looking around.
Then it would be way more fun.
Yeah, it would be way more fun.
Put some peanut butter on the window so it stays up there and it's just, like, licking it.
Or the steering wheel. Yeah. It looks like it's, like, turning the steering wheel with its face. Look at those goofs.
Oh, my gosh. They are the cutest.
They really are. They're good girls.
They are.
They're getting old, you know. They're 12 and 13.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
It is getting up there.
We got to do pee pads now. Sometimes they can't make it.
You should sell those after shows, too. Pee pads for dogs and women.
Maxi pads for the ladies, pee pads for the dogs. I'm going to make $1 million, you guys.
You really are.
Yeah.
I'm surprised you haven't already with all your great ideas.
I do have a couple of good ideas.
What are some other ones?
Don't tell us. I don't want anyone to steal it. Or do you want to tell us?
Well, I'm trying to break a world record now.
I was just going to say you should tell us about that.
Yeah.
I have been officially accepted by Guinness to attempt to break the world record of most dogs walked simultaneously by one individual.
And why that?
Because I looked at a lot of records that I could attempt, and I didn't think I could do them. This one I think I can do.
Okay, and should we go back to your dog walking days?
Sure.
And talk about just going to the dog park and you trying to get Happy in the car. And you would have to drive the car away and Happy would run alongside of it.
What are you saying that I can't do this?
We also had to do that on Madeline Island just a couple weeks ago. We were like, oh, so, God, come on, Happy.
Come on, Happy.
We have to drive away.
That game.
So what if you have 50 dogs that like that game?
But they're going to be on leash.
I know, but will you still get...
Like, can you imagine the record of just walking next to dogs?
Will you still get the world record if you're driving slowly alongside those dogs on a leash? Yeah,
not
exactly.
At all.
So how do you vet them?
You know, you can bet against me.
I'm not betting against. I'm just saying, how do you vet the dogs?
I have a dog questionnaire that I'm about to write about, like, how much
Maddie,
does your dog weigh?
A Survey Monkey.
Dogs can't read.
But their owners can.
Oh, okay.
How much do you weigh? Do you get along with other dogs? Have you ever been in a dog fight? Those are the only questions I have so far.
All right.
Can you walk a mile?
You have to go a whole mile with them? Oh, my gosh.
I know. It's like a thing.
And how are you going to find all these dogs?
Facebook?
Facebook.
Dogs don't have Facebook either.
They have dog
book. Well, maybe. No, I'm going to share it on Facebook and try to get people to, like, apply and do, like, a little bit of an application process.
Oh, can I help interview them?
Yes.
I used to interview people.
I'm trying to
that.
Form a committee after New Year's to do all of this stuff.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I got to do a GoFundMe. I got to find a location that's, like, fenced in, that's a mile long, flat, straight ground, you know?
Yeah.
I don't know where that's going to be. I got to do some media relations stuff.
Do you think this would
be want to partner with some, you know, like a secondhand hounds or dog rescues?
Do you think this would be a good episode for Hillary interviews?
Hillary Clinton?
Yeah.
Well, she'd probably just yell at the dogs.
I so want to be part of interviewing people, though. I just want to see.
Go ahead.
I think that'd be amazing.
Go ahead. You can take charge. Take the reins.
Well, I don't need to take the reins.
Oh, all right.
I don't need to be in charge of it.
All right.
I'm not that invested.
I think we're going to do Zoom meetings every other Sunday.
So just tag it on along with podcasting.
Yes.
Maybe we could Zoom and podcast at the same time.
We'll interview people while we're right. podcasting.
Yeah. And what's your dog's name? And what does he like for treats? But, like, I want to buy all the doggies little doggy bandanas that say, like, I attempted a world record.
And then are you going to subsequently sell those bandanas after the world record and be like...
No.
Only if you were...
Yeah, only if you're involved in this record.
I feel like you might turn it into merch.
No, it's not a pee pad. Or a maxi pad.
You should call it a Maggie pad.
That's funny. Are you there, God? It's me, Maxie.
Yeah. I love it.
I do, too.
Yeah.
I don't need to have dog merch. This is a one-time thing that's going to take a boatload of organization leading up to it.
Are you going to give away prizes, though, to people that don't make the cut? Like a parting gift?
I should.
Like if
How about
you make
just
it,
a biscuit?
Make it to contestants'
you
row.
You didn't and, make it. Here's yep. a milk bone.
Yep. Yeah, here's a biscuit.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like that.
Well, and you know how at the end of a marathon, everybody gets like a banana and
yeah.
a gold medal. They get like a little
that's
treat
yes.
at the
yeah.
finish
they
line.
Get a treat.
Yep.
They get a foil blanket.
Glass of beer.
A gold medal.
Yep, and a cape.
Yep.
Wait a minute. A placard.
There you go.
Or a certificate. They could get a certificate.
I think the bandanas would be enough.
That's what I think.
Yeah.
I attempted a world record. On whatever
I'm
date.
I'm part of a world record.
Yeah. But what if I fail? What if I fail?
Well, I don't think you will.
I hope not. I think it's doable. I really do.
And then does someone from Guinness come out and follow you for a mile?
There's all kinds of... See, I need another person on the committee about the rules. Because there's all kinds of... Like, you have to submit video evidence and documented evidence. And you have to have, like, two impartial witnesses and stuff like that who have to, like, sign a thing.
There is someone from a show local show that you've been on,
yeah,
who is a Guinness adjudicator.
So oh, really?
Maybe he can do it, yeah.
Who?
Mike Marcotte from Twin Cities Live.
Huh.
He's officiated some Guinness stuff.
Maybe he'd do it.
Yeah.
That'd be cool. Wouldn't that be fun?
Yeah.
I'm going to try, man.
Yeah. And somebody else on that show has a tie to Secondhand Hounds, so.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Somebody that rode in a plow with you.
Ben?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, I think that's where he got his dog from, because they do stuff with Secondhand Hounds.
That's where I got my dog.
Yeah.
From Ben Lieber?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Secondhand Hounds.
Okay.
Secondhand Ben, they call him. He just gets a dog from Secondhand Hounds, and then he
gives them that one away.
Yeah, he ups the price 20%.
He's like a dog dealer.
Yeah, he's that's a broker. Ben the dog broker, they call him.
That's funny.
Yeah.
So anyway, I don't really know how it's all going to work. I know that it's going to be a big challenge.
Yeah, sounds like a lot. I mean, I just thought you just get 50 dogs and go walk. I didn't realize.
No. But and I don't think I'll even attempt it till next fall.
Of 2024 or 2025?
Four.
Okay.
Wait, what year is it now? 3?
23.
Yeah.
Yeah, 24 in the fall, I think I'll attempt it.
Because I already told you my dogs would need too much Benadryl.
Yeah, I'm not going to use. Your dogs are already rejected.
Yeah. Just like my slowly letter.
But it's not based on their age.
No, it's based on their temperament and how they could not be around that many dogs without losing their complete dog on mind.
My dog also cannot participate.
Yeah. No, mine can't even, you know.
That's so funny.
Well, one of them could.
Not all of us here.
Right.
Well, you could put yours in a backpack, maybe.
Can you imagine Stella
that's not
in
walking a
backpack? A
dog, though.
And oh, that's true.
I don't want to get tired. Somebody said you could put drive a wheelbarrow of meat in front of you. Have someone do that. And I'm like, well, that will make the dogs insane.
Yeah, you could drive your little ice cream cart of meat.
Yeah, they would go nuts.
Peanut butter.
They'd be so out of control.
You could just put peanut butter all along the sides and let them lick it.
Of the ice cream cart?
Yeah.
Well, that'd be odd, though.
Well, you would.
I want to do this legitimately.
Well, we don't know the rules yet. You said so yourself that you have to form a committee to know what the rules are.
We do.
So we don't know that that's not a rule, that you can't cellophane your cart up and put peanut butter in.
I don't think that's a rule.
But you don't know, is what I'm saying.
You're not wrong.
I know.
Okay.
I was pre-law.
And were you really?
And pre-med and pre...
I'm better call Julie.
You're pre-engineering before you're it anyways, so it's like...
What?
You're pre-everything until you actually major in that.
So I could say I'm pre-law.
Well, you didn't go to college long enough to say that, but I did.
I'm pre-IT.
Yes, you're pre-IT.
That means pretty.
Yeah.
Pre-IT.
Yep. That's what Michael Jackson would say.
Pre-YT.
Yeah.
Pretty young thing. You guys, we have to, you know how we have sponsors?
Yeah, who's our sponsor?
And now, a word from our sponsors.
Uncle Mortimer's Footlong Pickles. These bad boys are so juicy and flavorful, you won't want to stop until you've polished off the entire thing. Soon, you'll be wanting them morning, noon, and night. Uncle Mortimer's Footlong Pickles. They're really pickles. This isn't a sick joke.
Pasha, you haven't had a pickle in 2 years.
Yeah, 2 years.
Wow.
Oh, you're missing out on Uncle Morty's.
Yeah, you should stop by there. It's next to Portillo's.
I can't even open the jar that they're in.
No. But these giant pickles come on a cellophane.
Stick of cellophane. Uncle Morty, though, can't open them either because he's 97.
Yeah,
so
he's
just
old.
Leaves all the jars ajar. Anyone can have some.
That's the stupidest joke I've ever heard. He leaves all the jars ajar.
That's improv for you, okay?
That was pretty good. I mean, it was dumb, but it was really good. I enjoyed it a lot.
Well, thanks.
Did you go to Portillo's today?
I did go to Portillo's.
What did you get? I love Portillo's.
I got the hot dog, which is actually a Chicago dog.
What's the difference between a hot dog and a Chicago dog? Is that just chili on top?
Yeah, no, there's no chili on a Chicago dog.
Yeah,
that's a chili
it's got
dog.
Mustard and tomato and a pickle and onion and relish and sport peppers.
What do you need pickles if you got relish? Isn't that similar?
No, they're different.
What's relish?
A pickle is a pickle.
A pickle is, look at Uncle Mortimer over there.
Okay.
And he's, see the pickle he's holding up?
Yes. Yeah,
that's what a pickle is.
Okay, then what's relish? Chopped up pickles.
Look at Uncle Saul over here, chopping up relish and putting it in a mixture. That's
relish.
What yeah. is in the mixture, I guess, would be my question.
I don't know.
Relish.
That's why I order it there.
It still tastes pickly, though, right?
No.
Relish?
Isn't relish just chopped up pickles?
Thank you.
But it's different at Portillo's. It's not like the kind, like the Heinz kind you get in a jar that's like pickly. And okay. Like,
can I ask you another question?
Of course.
Are the pickles like pickle spears? A whole pickle?
Pickle spear.
It's circles.
Yeah, it's a pickle spear.
So they put a pickle spear on there and relish.
Yes. Ugh. The relish does not taste pickly.
Their relish is like neon green, though.
Yeah, it is neon green.
Remember that time I got relish on my hot dog at Portillo's? I did not poop green.
That was
when I was like, oh my gosh, this is like neon green. Remind me not to get relish next
time. I do recall you saying that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's good. Portillo's is good.
Portillo's is good, but I just get one plain hot dog because I love the casing.
She's so weird. She doesn't put anything on
the hot dog. You don't even get the onion rings?
I like to taste the hot dog.
They have the best onion rings.
Do they really? I have not tried their onion rings.
So good. Yeah.
Because I always enjoy a french fry, but I would try them. I love onion rings.
Do you get cheese sauce with your fries? They have really good cheese sauce, too.
Have we ever had cheese sauce with the fries?
Yeah.
Well, then yes, I have. It was delicious, I'd imagine.
It wasn't bright green. It was bright yellow. Oh, bright orange.
Do you want to go there?
Yes. I wanted to stop by there earlier. What I'm sad about is I forgot.
She came with Portillo's, but none for us.
Rude.
I know.
I just came with the drink. It wasn't like I came in eating a hot dog.
You stopped by without purchasing things for us.
I went to Maple Grove.
Well, there's
Where's
one closer.
Your point?
And I went with my husband.
So?
Your roommate?
My roommate, yes.
How long ago?
How long ago have we
Was
been
it
roommates?
Today? No. Did you get the Portillo's today?
Yes, I got the Portillo's today.
I rest
and
my
yet
case.
You failed to get any for us, knowing that you were coming here.
Judgment
and how much we love Portillo's. This is an open and shut case.
I've never heard you talk about Portillo's in my life. I've never. All you talk about is rectangle pizza. That's all you talk about.
We went to Portillo's like on one of our first dates.
We sure
did. The first time we were hanging out.
We sure did.
I've never heard the story. So. Maybe
there
share,
it is.
Share a little
That's
bit more of your
story.
Lives.
Lesbians love hot dogs.
Okay.
I love wieners.
She loves sausage more than any other person I've ever met. And she's a lesbian.
I love sausage and I love wieners.
It's true. I hope you make a shirt that says I love wieners.
That's my new merch.
It's just you gobbling a hot dog.
Gobbling. How do you even come up with
throating a hot dog?
You ding dogs. All right, ladies, we're coming to an end here. We got to wrap her up again. I enjoyed our talk today. And I hope we can do it again.
I'll think about it.
Yeah, we'll see. I mean,
we may get a cease and desist. We don't know.
We got a lot of stuff coming up.
I mean, shit happens.
One of us may go to jail.
Yeah. Or all of us.
Julie Bain at the Baniac.
At the Baniac.
Kamami, KAMAM_I at TikTok.
TikTok.
I'm Extreme Maggie on everything. Thank you guys so much for joining us. We'll see you next week.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye. What's that one thing you say in that one song?
Skeet, 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 skeet.
Should we say it in this one?
Skeet, skeet. Every time Tracy Chapman's Fast Car comes on.
But with the other guy.
Well, it does, even with Tracy Chapman. After the first line, we got a fast car. I go, skeet, skeet. And it cracks her up every time.
Every time. Because I forget about it. Did you have an additional thing to say?
Not on here. I don't want to say it.
Bye, everybody.